we should talk about the campaigns.
About politics, right. This is the way it always is with us, because you're such a curious guy. I've learned a lot from you over the years about politics. You have a phrase that I think of all the time when I'm observing and writing about politics. It's about the winner of a political campaign does three things, and it's about definition. Can you tell me what that?
Well, what I've said, and I started saying this when I did some lectures at Oxford in the 80s, and I kind of, you know, thought about what we had done for a living. When we get hired, when the campaign group gets hired, and I'm really, you know, near the end of doing this after 750 campaigns, I always say 750 campaigns and 550 PGA Tour events, and I wish the numbers were reversed. But, you know, a campaign is a good campaign if you can do three things. You try to define yourself. You try to talk about yourself before the other person talks about you. You try to define your opponent. You try to talk about the other person before they define themselves. And the third thing is you try to define the stakes of the election. You try to make the election about something that's a home game for you. Now, sometimes you can't do all three because A, you don't have the budget, or B, it's not one of those years that, you know, if you're a Democrat running in the Contract with America year in 1994, you couldn't do anything. If you're a Republican running in 1992, it's the economy stupid year. There's nothing you can do. I mean, there are certain seminal years in America where it's hard to define the stakes of the election. Famously, you know, in a couple of campaigns we did that people might remember, in 2002, when Rendell ran in the Democratic primary against Bob Casey for governor, now Senator Casey, you know, Bob the Younger, we made the campaign a referendum on experience. Every spot we did talked about Rendell's experience. And so that when Casey attacked us, we talked about the fact that he had no experience. At the beginning of that campaign, we asked Democratic primary voters, the two main candidates for governor, Ed Rendell and Bob Casey, who was the most experienced to be governor? Because Casey was well-known statewide. He was beating Ed 2-1. Right. By the end of the primary, we were beating him 4.5-1. It was unbelievable. We made the campaign about experience. When Michael Nutter ran for mayor in 2007, we made the campaign a referendum on who would be least like John Street. And, you know, and Nutter literally came from last place with 7 weeks to go. And you were editor of Philadelphia Magazine then, and Philly Mag endorsed Michael. I remember us having a conversation about it. He said to me, can he possibly win? And I don't do flack stuff, as you know. I don't call and, you know, I answer questions, but I don't do that. That's not kind of what I do. And, you know, for one of only two times actually ever, you called me and somebody, I guess Chris Cetullo from the Inquirer editorial board called me and said, we're thinking about endorsing Nutter, but can he really win? And I explained the whole process of what we had done, that we had essentially gone from last to first place, making the campaign a referendum on who would be least like John Street, where everybody else was talking about crime or drugs or the education or the other stuff in the city. And Nutter ended up getting almost 40% in a five-way race.
But and Neil, that comes from, that doesn't just come from your gut. Those decisions are research, right?
Well, for instance, in the Nutter campaign in the summer of 2006, almost a year before the primary, we took a poll and we asked voters, as you may know, John Street is term limited for mayor. Do you think Philadelphia's next mayor, quote, should continue the policies of John Street or move the city in a different direction? And the number for continuing the policies of John Street was 25, and moving the city in a different direction was 66. We did that again in January of 2007, and the numbers were 77-17. By a plus 60 margin, people wanted to move the city in a different direction. We were the last people on TV. Every day that went by, and I saw Dwight Evans and Chaka Patah and Tom Knox be on television, and they weren't talking about that. I couldn't believe it. And when we got on TV, And we made the campaign literally as if we were running against street. We were 7 points. We were dead last in the polls. And in 2 weeks, we went into second place. We went from 7 to the 20s. And then we put on Nutter's daughter, and we, you know, it sort of sealed the deal because it made Nutter look like a human being. But we made the campaign a referendum. It's actually what we did for Rendell when he, you know, Rendell lost to Wilson Good in 87. And when he ran again in 91, people forget that Ed was just, he had lost two primary campaigns. He was nowhere.
Right.
And
right.
We weren't doing well in the polls. And David Cohen was managing Ed's campaign. And Ambassador Cohen. I want to call David Ambassador Cohen. Anyway, you know, I said to David, we're going to talk about what, you know, we're going to make this a referendum on what Ed said back in 87. And we did. And, you know, and we ended up winning that primary fairly handily when six months before the primary, Ed was really in bad shape. The secret, of course, of that was Mark Moskowitz, my producer, used all this footage from 87 when Ed was skinny because he had gained all this weight in 91. So all his spots in 91 made him look skinny, even though he's about 30 pounds heavier.
That's hilarious.
Actually said publicly.